AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
We still don't know why an Amtrak train derailed last night in Philadelphia, killing six people and injuring hundreds. But we may be getting closer to finding out. They've recovered the event recorders, similar to a plane's black boxes. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt.
The event recorders themselves can give you information about the speed of the train, any brake applications, any throttle applications that the engineer could have made, horn, bell. It can give us a lot. So that will be key to this investigation.
Former Pennsylvania Congressman Patrick Murphy was on that train.
Vibration, and all of a sudden it tipped to the left and then violently to the right when it came to its side, and unfortunately I was on the left-hand side of the train, so everyone on the side just flew over, and I frankly landed on my head.
He's an Iraq war veteran who said the very first thing he did after that was to check his body parts to make sure they were all still there. He was on the Today Show this morning. Searchers are still looking for that U.S. Marine Corps helicopter that disappeared yesterday while delivering earthquake relief supplies in Nepal. Our Sagar Magani has the latest from the Pentagon.
While four U.S. aircraft search overhead, Nepalese ground forces have been looking through the rough mountain terrain. But so far, the Defense Department says there have been no sightings of the Huey, which was carrying six Marines and two Nepalese soldiers. The Pentagon says it remains hopeful that the chopper was forced to land due to a mechanical issue and did not crash.
Israel says it's disappointed that the Vatican is now officially recognizing Palestine as a state. This development came in a new treaty. Israel says this doesn't help the peace process, and it says it will consider its steps now accordingly. The Dow is down 20 points. This is AP Radio News. There is word this morning that North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has had his defense minister executed. Our Hee Young Kim reports on why.
South Korea's spy agency told lawmakers Wednesday that North Korea's young leader Kim Jong-un had his defense minister executed with an anti-aircraft gun for complaining about him, talking back to him, and sleeping during a meeting.
Yes, you heard right. He had him executed, reportedly, with an anti-aircraft gun for talking back to Kim and sleeping during a meeting. South Korean analysts are split on whether this means that Kim Jong-un, who took power after his father's death in 2011, is a very strong leader or a very weak one. Protest in China. More than 10,000 workers at a state-owned machinery factory in southern China are protesting low wages and the company's plan to lay off thousands of workers. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.